there's a reason that the black family is in the state of destruction that it is today. In at the close of the civil rights era, and I submit that the civil rights battle has been won. It is over. Black people can do anything they want to do. There is no restrictions apart from those that are self-imposed. At the close of Jim Crow, at that closing of that civil rights era, those battles, the black family, 87% of black households were two-parent married families. 87%. 40% of the black households were business owners. 40%. And in 40 years, we have 90% black on black crime, a high 70%, near 80% black illegitimacy. We have, in 40 short years, 10,000 plus children born in Philadelphia in 2001, 9,700 and change black abortions. We have 3 out of every 5 black pregnancies ending in abortion. Now, how did we go from a period of Duke Ellington to a period of Tupac Shakur? How did we go from Nat King Cole to a 50 Cent or Mystical or a Snoop Dogg? How did we go from dignity and honor and an impetus and importance placed on education to a thuggery? Rap and what we see today, you can't even call that gangster rap, because the gangsters, and I'm not going to ask you to date yourself, but I'll date myself. I remember the gangsters being those that were meticulously dressed, that wore the finest of shoes and that set the fashion trends. These things today are street trash that have drugged the family down and the church. And Janet, I will go on record and I will not win any popularity awards, but it is the fault of the black church in the black community, because the preachers have succumbed to hatred. They have succumbed to an up to a disobedience to God. There is a parallel that I think needs to be pointed out. Had Joseph not been kidnapped and sold into slavery, he would not have been in a position to help his family in their time of need. The black people today that curse America are cursing God, because if God had not permitted the Ashanti and the Dahomey tribes of ancient Africa to trap other Africans and sell them to the Muslims who sold them to the Europeans, we would not have what we have today.
Michael, thank you very much. There is a reason why you host a program called Straight Talk, because you just gave it to us. God bless you, brother. Appreciate you very much. We'll take a break, folks, and come right back.